And so I'm going to ask Brother Herb to come up, make some introductory remarks, and then we'll have Brother Sergey come up.
Good to see each one of you again. I, thinking about Brother Hunt, anyone who knows the Hunts, it's a tender place in your heart. For him and for the family, my wife and I had the privilege of living with them for about a year. And Brother Jerry and Sister June became dear friends to us. And she's with the Lord, of course, you know that. But Brother Jerry Beckman and I just spoke with him on the phone probably last week, so, and we talked. And I'm thinking tonight about a time several years ago, probably about 2008, and someone else, family, can tell me exact year it was, but Brother Jerry was in the hospital in Birmingham, and Brother Zach and myself, and I don't remember the third person, but there were three of us ministers were going to India. And so we went in to visit Brother Jerry. And here he is in the hospital. He's probably on Monday, they were going to do, I think there's heart bypass or something another. And it was going to be a very delicate surgery because of his physical condition. Do you remember what year it was? Yeah. And so he's laying there with tubes running in him, you know, and well, brother, y'all go on and go to India. I don't know if I'll survive this surgery or not, but if I don't, I'll meet you in glory, lad. That was Brother Jerry. And if we could stand around his bed tonight, that's what he'd be saying. I'll meet you in glory, lad. What a great testimony he and his wife have borne through the years, and has been an encouragement to God's people many, many ways, various ways, innumerable ways. He wrote an autobiography. I won't give you the name of it, but he wrote an autobiography that's really thrilling to read, exciting to read. And if you've ever read it, you would tell you how much you enjoyed it. Brother Sergey, you come up, please. While he's coming up, I'll read a verse of scripture from the 18th chapter of Psalms. Psalms, the 18th chapter. Verse 2. All the problems that are going on in our world today, and all of the sicknesses that we're hearing about, and distress, and you know, I don't have to tell you how difficult and what perilous times we are living in as our own nation. By the way, we have a Monday night Bible study. Many preachers are involved in that. And we have decided that on the Monday night before the election, which I believe is November the 3rd, we are going to forego our Bible study, and we're going to spend time hopefully with our churches in prayer. And I would like to ask y'all here to consider that, not to try to tell you what to do, but Monday night, if not here, at least in your closets, praying for our nation. Well, all the bad news, we need to have some good news. Psalms 18, verse 2. The Lord. I don't think I have to tell you that that's all in caps. That's talking about the eternal, immutable, everlasting Lord God Jehovah, unchangeable. The Lord is my rock. You ever feel like the foundations are being torn out from under you? The whole world's coming apart? There is a rock. You know something about the Rock of Gibraltar? There is a rock. that's even stronger and stouter than the Rock of Gibraltar. It is the Rock of Ages, the eternal rock. And my fortress, all the words that word holds to those who've ever been in peril and danger. You've seen maybe a few Western movies. I watch all John Wayne's I can get to. And just to see them to get to the fort, we could just make it to the fort. We got friends there. We got shelter there. We got food there. We've got protection there. He is the fort that we don't have to get to because he comes to us. He's always with us. I promise never to leave you nor to forsake you. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. What a wonderful fort. What a great, magnificent fort our Lord is. My deliverer. Deliverer. We sang that song, deliverance will come. And it is the Lord that gives us deliverance from all of our problems and all of our difficulties. My God, my strength. You ever get to the time? I know you have. If you live more than 10 years of age, you've come to times when you just say, I can't go any farther. I can't hold out. My strength is gone. And then suddenly, a joy and a peace comes to your heart. And issues don't change, but you come to know that you're going to be able to bear up under it. Because he is your strength. My strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Now, just suggest to you, you might go through that verse and just circle the my's, personal pronouns. My fortress, my God, my strength, my buckler, my salvation, my high tower. And if the Lord is that to you, you are blessed every day of your life with the Lord's presence with you. Brother Sergei, come up, please. Brother Sergei Maximov, you've met him before. We've had him here. I appreciate the fact that you are allowing him to share his testimony and tell you something about what the Lord is doing in his life. Brother Sergei and I have been known each other. I started to say we've been friends for a second, but I won't use, I exaggerate if I say we're friends. He may not want me to say that. We've known each other since 2007. And sometimes we're friends and sometimes we're not. But pray for his wife. As Brother Ray has already mentioned, she's expecting their third child, in maybe the last of December, the first of January. They have two children. Brother Sergei would also, I'm sure, like to ask you to remember to pray for his parents. They do not know the Lord, and pray that God may be pleased to speak to their hearts and bring them to knowledge of Christ. God bless you, Brother Sergei.
Thank you. Good evening, all. Excuse me for my language, but I'm learning English, and I need grace from God for preaching. I want reading the Gospel of John, chapter 10, 22-29. Gospel of John, chapter 10. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jewish round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe it not. The work that I do in my Father's name, they bear witnesses of me. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep. Is I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which give them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Pharisees have questions to Jesus. He asked to Jesus. He wants clear answer. You Messiah or not? Jesus not answer to him. Why? It's not hard answer to Pharisees. I'm Messiah or not? Jesus not answer to Pharisees. Why? He unbelievers. Before Jesus make lot miracles, lot signs, he speak many times, I'm Son of God. I'm coming from heaven. He don't believe to him. Why these people don't believe in Jesus? Because he not God's sheep. Jesus said, but ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, is I sent unto you. God have God's sheep in the world. This world separated two groups. If we see this world, have lot nations, many people, different color, skin. People use it different language, but really only two groups: God's sheep and gods. Believers, unbelievers. Chosen, elected people, and not elected. Who is sheep of God? Who is these people? These people who God chose, elected before foundations of the world, because God loved him. God loved him and chose for salvations, elected for salvations. Where are these people living? These people live in all countries, all nations. If you look to God's sheep first time, maybe not difference from all people, but God's sheep is people who believe in Jesus. Gospel of John, chapter 10, 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, then also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Sometimes God's sheep looks same pig and dog. Look same unbelievers. He makes sin, he like fun, he have disobedience to God. His lifestyle worldly. But if these people, God's sheep, one day, in one time, Jesus calling to him. Yeah. Jesus calling to him, an effectual calling.
Yeah.
Jesus say, my sheep hear my voice and follow to me. Our reactions to Word of God display who I am. I'm grow up in non-religious family. We don't talk about God, don't read in Bible. But sometimes I'm thinking about God. Who is God? Who created this world? How God created this world? And my thinking about God, it's false thinking, because I'm take thinking about God not from Bible, from my wicked heart. One day, one people give to me a New Testament. I start reading New Testament. This is interesting. This is a good book. This is true book. I'm reading Gospel of Lucas and Romans and Galatians epistles. Yeah, but sometimes I understand true who is God, who is Jesus, what Jesus did for me. But I don't have true faith. I don't have new heart. When I grow up, I have knowledge of God only head, intellectual, no spiritual, only intellectuals. I grow up and I have my friends, teenagers, make bad works. Yeah, all teenagers crazy. Really. I don't know why, but all teenagers crazy. And one day, really, I'm like it, have communications with my unbelievers friends. We have a lot of fun. But one day, I'm not happy for communicated. We have meeting, talk, and joke, and drink, but I'm not happy. After party, I'm not happy. Why? Before, many times I make same works, I will happy, but no more. God beginning work in my heart, in my life. Jesus calling to me. Jesus used effectual calling. Jesus calls softly and tenderly, but firmly, and we cannot resist him. Because he's shepherd, we God's sheep. He calling to us, we answer. Because God's grace work in our heart. God's grace change our heart. God give to us new heart. We can, before regenerated, we don't love to God. We cannot obedience to God. We don't like reading Bible. After regenerated, we love to God, love brothers, love worship to God. This is a great miracle. And when God saved me, I understand what Jesus made for me. He loved me. He died for me. He paid for my sins. God, Jesus paid for sins every chosen person. Jesus not pay for sins all world. Jesus died for sheep. He say, I'm good shepherd. I'm died for my sheep. Jesus justified to God. And Jesus saved us. He used grace, amazing grace. It's a wonderful grace. Jesus saved us not for work. He saved us only grace. We saved by grace only, not for work, for grace. And I give unto the eternal life, and they shall never perish. This is good word. This is when we reading this word, we have peace in our hearts. Shall never perish. Jesus said that his sheep would never die. He will fulfill this promise. He will fulfill promise. Yeah. Jesus speak. Jesus make. We have a warranty. Yeah. He save us. This world very bad. This world very dangerous. Devil very dangerous. But Jesus save everyone ships. Everyone. If Jesus save all ships, he is good shepherd.
Yeah.
If one sheep lost, he's bad shepherd.
Yeah.
It's not correct.
Yeah.
Jesus good shepherd. Yeah. Jesus great shepherd. My Father, which give than me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Two warranty. Jesus save us, Father save us too. We need meditation sometimes about grace of God, because grace not for us, regenerated not for us, through faith not from flesh, true faith from God. True faith, it's a God's gift to us. He loved us. He gave to us many blessings in Christ. We have redemptions, blood of Jesus. We adopted. God adopted in God's family. We have warranty from God, and God is all control. Sometimes when we thinking about our future, it's terrible. It's terrible. What will tomorrow? Maybe tomorrow I'm die. Maybe. What will tomorrow if Joe Biden elected next president in the United States? I don't know. But we know God all control. It's not difference who next president, Trump or sleepy Biden. I don't know, but I know God all control, all things. He control American president, Russian president, because he God great. He great really. And Thank you for. Yeah, God bless you, brothers and sisters. Pray for us. We will pray for yours. Yeah, we pray for American brothers. You please pray for Russian brothers, because we God ships. We God nations. We have same Father, same safe. Same true, same faith, and same homeland, not now, in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
As you can tell, Brother Sergei's, remember last year, his English is improving. Mine's getting worse. I tell people he has to translate from the Russian thinking into English, and all I know is English, and I still tear it up. In Russia, we have four churches there that are of like faith and order, as you hear. They believe the same doctrines, of course. I still haven't learned to pronounce where Brother Veal is, and I always tell you he's up there, that city that you sneeze and pronounce it. Nezhuzhny, something like that. Brother Veal. Brother, tell me, Brother Sergei, where Brother Veal is.
Nizhny Udin.
Yeah, that's what I said. Brother Veal is a good student of the Word of God and doing a good work way up north in the northern part of Siberia. Now, there is a southern part of Siberia. It's about 2 degrees difference temperature-wise. We go down and baptize in Lake Baikal. Did I say it right?
Baikal.
Baikal. Okay, that's what I said. In the middle of summertime, you don't stay long in the water. It's the largest freshwater lake in all the world. But in the wintertime, it freezes over about 4 feet deep ice. The fish are delicious, though. That guest goes to Siberia just to eat the fish. Don't let him tell you otherwise. Brother Sergei Le Tavern is at Angars. Angars is about 45 miles, 30 miles maybe, north of Irkutsk. Now, Irkutsk is 3,000 miles east of Moscow. And if you look at the Russian map, you will see way out here to the east, you see a long blue sliver, and that's Lake Baikal. And Irkutsk is just on the shoreline, northern shoreline of Lake Baikal. Brother Sergei Le Tavern is a graduate from the Baptist Union Baptist Seminary in Russia. He at one time had a very large congregation of people, but as he came to believe the doctrines of grace, he left the Baptist Union, and now Brother Sergei Le Tavern has a small congregation. Through the efforts of Brother David Piles and the church in Jackson and others, we are building a building there. The building they had that they were meeting in was an old house that was collapsing. And Brother Sergei is doing most of the work. He's also a very fine stonemason, and he is building that building. This past winter, they were able to meet in the first floor. The second floor, they're hoping to get finished this summer so that when we go to visit, we have a place to stay there. Brother Sergei Le Tavern's wife has heart problems. She has the medical term, I'll slip my mind, but irregularity of her heart. What is that? Yeah, that's what it is. That's what I said. thank you. And she's had some surgery. Now here's social medicine or government medicine for you. The only hospital that can do that kind of surgery, they gave her an implant to kind of control the beat regular, make her heartbeat to be regular, is about 700 miles away. and she had to have her name on the list. She waited about 3 months to get in the hospital. It's not, still not perfect yet, but she has to put her name back on the list and go there and wait to be admitted to the hospital. So do pray for Brother Sergei LeTavern and his dear wife. I believe her first name is Catherine, sweet lady. And I urge you to pray for her. Brother Sergei Gecko pastors a church. He also has a small congregation. And Brother Brother Vladimir is a traffic controller for the airlines, the airport there in Irkutsk. He has a congregation there at Markova. And covet your prayers for those four churches. Brother Sergei lives in, I'll say curse. He'll say that's not right. What is it? Curse, yeah. All right. He lets me by this time, which is about 200 miles south of Moscow. Brother Maximov is there. He is witnessing, doing some Bible study with some people. He travels about. He goes into Ukraine. A couple weeks ago, he traveled about 200 miles to the ladies. You were going 100 miles. Okay, I don't want to exaggerate. So he travels also around visiting with and ministering to elderly people and to believers who have been come. So you might be mindful to pray for these people there in Siberia. They have many difficulties. One of the big problems they have to deal with is that they are forbidden to approach anyone and talk to them about religion. If you do, if the person is not receptive, they can report you to the government and you will be fined and put in prison. So they have to be very careful and guarded. Even if they invite someone into their home as a guest to eat a meal with them, if they raise the question, if they initiate the conversation about religion, it is a violation to the law. So they have to get the individual to initiate the conversation about religion, and then they can talk to him about the Lord. So pray for these brethren. They're not the only ones throughout the world who are suffering persecution and adversity, but they are brethren of our faith and order, and they're laboring under difficult labors, not only financially and physical issues, but spiritual issues too. And I appreciate your prayers for them. I thank you and appreciate that you have helped Brother Lewis go to Siberia. I hope that he will do it again. He's in wintertime coming up. But do pray for him. I won't neglect to mention Brother Guna in India. I thank the Lord for all these works that we have going on there, that God has blessed. You who are living, are older Primitive Baptist, you have been blessed to live in a day when the truth of what we believe has gone out to the ends of the earth. And you should be very thankful that God has raised up his people throughout the world. I sat and talked with a man in Bulgaria who was out of prison. Ukraine, who was out of prison. When you go to prison in Ukraine, regardless of what your crime is, usually It's automatically 8 years, maybe longer. When you come back out, you don't have a family. They leave you. You don't have citizens' rights. You are a non-existent entity. The long process to try to get your citizenship back. And so I was talking with this brother who was a new believer in Ukraine, and he was bemoaning the fact that he had no family. His wife had left him. His children had left him. He didn't know where they were. He said, "I've lost all my family." I said, "Well, sir, I want to tell you, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as you confess, you have a much larger family throughout the world. And some of them you'll never meet, but someday in glory, we'll all be together." And that's the same to you here. You may never get to go to Russia or to India or the Philippines or to Africa, wherever there's God's people throughout the world. But one of the blessed things is to know that all of those who are the sheep of God, we shall be eternally with the Lord forever. For they are in the hand of Almighty God, and no man, no one can pluck them out of his hand. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Lewis.
Thank you, Brother Herb, and thank you, Brother Sergey. Just thankful to have y'all here tonight. I was going to mention that and encourage you, Brother Sergey, your English has gotten a lot better since the last time you were here. And so keep that up. The Lord's blessing your efforts. Let's bow and we'll be dismissed in prayer. Father, we are thankful for the gospel of Jesus Christ that transcends language barriers, that is good news for sinners. We're thankful, Lord, that you are the good shepherd and that you have loved your sheep from all eternity, that you have pursued us, that you have drawn us to yourself, and Lord, that we are safe in your arms. I pray that you would bless your works wherever they are. We pray for the brethren in Russia. We pray for Brother Sergey as he travels a little more before he returns home. Pray that you would keep him safe, that you would prosper him as he seeks to encourage the churches here. And then we pray for his efforts at home. We pray for the other four churches in Siberia, that you would bless them and give them endurance and give them grace and strength. Father, we pray for our churches here, Lord, in America, that you would strengthen us, that you would bless us to be faithful, that we would look to you as our rock and our fortress and our strength and all those things that Brother Herb read from Psalm 18:2. Father, we love you and we want to love you more, and we are thankful to know that you love us with a perfect love. And so may we rest in that in Jesus' name. Amen.